one day I just felt, now it's time. So I put it out on the internet. Mm-hmm. I spread it out there. Within a few hours, I'd set up like a network, and I spread it out there to as many people as possible that I could, just to get it out.
Exactly. Then it's out of the bag.
And what has happened is, like, it started a tidal wave of interest from all over the world. See? I've been on TV, radio shows like 3, 4, 5 a week for 15 months or so, a lot of them. And I get all of these, not one hateful email. I've not received one threatening email.
Because they understand, because they understand what you're doing is totally, really, this is empathy. This is correct. It's absolutely cosmically correct, Ole. And I think I do have the privilege, you know, the right, the duty, and the empathy, you know, to thank you in the name of humanity for doing this, because it's this is work. This is investigative. This is truly investigative work that all the other, you know, non-courageous journalists or people who are just under pressure, coerced or just silenced or just, you know, being in a situation. Of course, I do understand the journalists who get, you know, who are, you know, getting the pressure from the chief editors and above. That, you know, all those institutions, it's controlled media. You're doing a free media. You're doing investigation, you know. You're questioning the whole structures and system. This is what people need to wake up to. Thank you for that, Ole. Seriously.
Thank you for these kind words, Kayvon.
No, because there are not so many people like you, Ole.
I know, I've been feeling very lonely for many, many years, I tell you.
This is why we need to expose you more and more, you know.
Please do.
This is what we're doing.
Whatever it takes, I tell you, I'm right here. Whatever it takes, I'm there. Whatever medium, talks, interviews, if whatever, call me, I'm there.
Thank you, truly.
And if anyone would like to support me, because I'm weak financially, and also lately I've come forward. And
how can people help you, Ole? How can they...
Financially, I can only say financially.
Can they contribute via PayPal or credit card?
I've got donation buttons on my website.
Okay.
By signing up for my newsletter or as a member on the website or buying my books, it makes an incredible difference, because I've been fighting, I've been doing this for so many years, totally exhausted because no income, and then doing research like this for 30 years. It is hard, and when you got a family to feed as well, it is not.
Exactly.
And like I said, I was just, I'm in the process of exposing two of the worst serial killers in modern times. We're talking two people that I believe have taken out about 2,000 people. They've been used as head cleaners, as they call themselves, since the early 1960s, and they're active all the way up to
incredible,
today.
Amazing.
And what happened was, I named them, I put forward a lot of evidence. People can go into my website. There's a special link where it says what you can do. And under there, there's a submenu called serial killers. Mm-hmm. And there I expose them. There's a witness that we've recorded phone calls with. She grew up with them and spent her whole life with them. There's about 60, 70 hours recorded phone calls with her.
And
she's totally on her own. This old lady in Toronto, standing up against the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the mob, serial killers, on her own.
Yes.
So I'm doing everything by getting the info out there, trying to protect her. Because these two serial killers, I want to name them again. Their name is Clyde Forshaw and Walter Tobinski. Mm-hmm. And they're active in Toronto today together with their families. They got like crime families. And if anything happens to this witness, I'm just saying this as a security thing for her once again. Her name is Haley Otis. If anything happens to her, these are the people that will be involved in it. She's been trying to come forward. She's gone to the government. She looked up the police for years trying to stop this madness, because we're talking about children, women, teenagers, men that has been absolutely brutally slaughtered and being used in all of these pedophile. We're talking awful, awful, awful. But anyway, what happened after I started exposing these two, donations, book sales, whatever. I had like 8,000 visits to my hits on my website. The first 5 days, 4 days of March, it went to an absolute shutdown. And now I get like one or two emails per day, one inquiry here, one. So there's some kind of digital filtering going on.
Yes.
Because I can see the statistics are still the same. I get the same amount of hits.
Yeah, I understand.
But there's no traffic in. So, and also they changed, somebody has been into my PayPal account and twisted around settings and stuff.
Oh my God.
So,
okay.
But if you would like to support me, I'm extremely grateful for financial help.
And I'm appealing again. I'm really directing this message. I'm going to start with all the parents who have children, all the people who might not have a holistic heart for all beings, including animals. I don't care. We're not judgmental. This is about our children. This is about all our children, our civilization, our evolution, our consciousness, our being, you know, our state of freedom and consciousness. This is about being free. Freeing ourselves from this artificial slavery that has been laid down upon us for how long? It's time we contribute, each one of us, going each one of us into our own hearts and sharing and thanking and being full of empathy. There's no other way, Oli. This is the time. The game is over.
Mm.
People are waking up. Mm. It's happening right now, here and now. There's no way back.
Well, it's wonderful.
You're gonna see. I'm seeing it all over the place. People even who had never expected to. But people, there's no other way. It's beautiful. So please, people, you know, do it for your children, do it for yourself, do it for this, yes, still, you know, transforming civilization. And will soon, you know, become part of this cosmic family. Please. But I do want to thank you again, Oli Damigord, lightandconspiracies.com. Read his books, you know, contribute anything that you can, and let's just be one. Be one humanity, one civilization, one consciousness, one spirituality, you know, and one healing power. That's all I have to say, but Oli, this is really, you know, it's a really important and beautiful interview, because this is the time where we're picking up people where they're standing right here and now, as I said before, and get it, you know, bringing them the bigger picture.
Do you know there's a beautiful website, a video on YouTube. It's called, I think, How to Start a Movement.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
I think I've heard of it, but I've never looked into it. Yeah.
It's really interesting because I think it's at a rock concert somewhere. So there's loads of people sitting in the grass and there's music in the background. Everybody's sitting, chatting around. And then one person stands up and starts dancing. He throws off his shirt.
Beautiful.
He cannot dance, this guy. I mean, it looks absolutely, he looks like a frog in a blender. You know, it's like, beautiful. Absolutely no.
But look at this beautiful courage.
he's just standing up and he's so happy, you know. Yes. He's standing and people are laughing, pointing, look at this guy.
Yeah, of course.
That's the first one, the crazy guy, the tinfoil hat. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then within a half a minute or so, a second guy comes up and the first guy just embraces him, you know, because this is very important that he's welcoming. So the second guy's not so either, I tell you. And they start dancing around. Then a third comes. Then a fourth. Then a fifth. Then a sixth. Then and it just, you know, suddenly from hundreds of people sitting, being the ones pointing at someone else, suddenly they're on the outside.
Oh my God.
And it just takes a few minutes.
Yes, peacefully. Peacefully.
And I think it's amazing to see. And I truly believe that it's not the first one that's the most important, because tinfoil hats, I mean, I've been one, you know, the one being looked upon as being crazy. You need to be a Gandhi to something like that. But it's the second, third, fourth, these people, that starts getting the whole thing in motion, and because they're the ones that makes it happen. And I saw a beautiful thing I think it was in Turkey when there was all these riots and stuff. This standing guy. Mm-hmm. Did you see him?
No, which one?
The people were here.
Yeah.
The police were there. The riot police were there. And he was in a square somewhere in Turkey. And he just went out in the middle.
Yeah.
And stood like, he just stood there.
I remember. Of course.
He stood for hours and hours. Yeah. Then a second one came and stood next to him. Then a third. And here it starts. Then
amazing.
And then suddenly everybody was just standing there, totally non-violent.
See?
They were not doing it. Anything,
oh my God.
They were making a very powerful statement.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God. If Martin Luther King and Gandhi were still alive.
It spread all over Turkey, you know. People were standing on pavements and street corners, just standing exactly the same.
Exactly, yeah.
That's not fighting back.
Yeah.
If we fight, like violently, we've lost. We're in their game, and they've got all the tools in the shape of arms and soldiers and everything. And anything like that we would do in a violent way, they will use against us.
Yes.
Multiple.
Yes.
Men. That's not the way to go. The way to go is totally non-violent.
Yes.
Totally compassionate.
Yes.
Go. I love the thing with the, I think it was in Ukraine, there were some riots going on, and they brought mirrors. The mothers brought mirrors.
Yeah.
Just holding
them. Oh my God.
So that the soldiers could see themselves.
Oh my God. You know? Oh my God. Beautiful.
And my absolute heroes, clowns. Have you seen the riot clowns?
No. I didn't say no.
They're clowns now. They're recruiting clowns.
Yeah.
Okay. And what they do is they've got website. I can't really remember the name, but it's something like that. The riot clowns. What they do is they go to where there are riots, and they stand next to the SWAT teams, but dressed like clowns, and they do exactly, they imitate them identically. So when they start, the soldiers start, whoa, then you've got six clowns standing with a big red nose.
And they make them laugh, I'm sure.
Make them laugh. They can't be serious. They can't take themselves seriously. And it just defuses the whole situation.
Yes.
Super,
oh my
super
God, what
beautiful.
A beautiful performance. I mean, it's just more than authentic. It's authentic. It's so peaceful. I mean, what else? I mean, oh my God. I mean, only if just Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King and even Kennedy, I mean, they would have dreamt of something like that, wouldn't they?
But this is thanks to them that we are where
exactly.
we are.
Exactly. Thank you for their souls.
Beautiful people that have had to give up their lives.
Thank you for the souls.
For us to come this far.
Thank you for the souls.
We should thank them so deeply for what they did. They gave up their lives for us to come to this point. So we need to respect that and honor that by doing the same thing ourselves.
This is a cosmic interview, Oli. I'm telling you. No, let's just keep it, you know what? Let's just keep it succinct and compact this time. But this is, I mean, just this heartful message that we are spreading out right now. And the internet is still here. World Wide Web has not been deactivated yet. Okay. Let's just get it out. And, you know, if I ever, find a solution to crowdfund you and your family with or without your family, that's up your decision, to come to Vienna or wherever, and we're going to do a peaceful meditation, concert, event, whatever, a gathering, you know, where you, you know, also have hold amongst other insiders, experts, investigative people with courage, with creativity, with trust, with empathy, you know, with intelligence and creativity. I mean, we can achieve anything. Mission accomplished, Ole.
We are achieving everything.
Yes.
Listen, can I finish with a little prayer?
Yes, please. I'm with you.
This is a prayer also I learned from my beautiful Nelanie here. And it goes something like this. May the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May everyone, and especially the ones who heard us, be filled with peace and joy, love and light. Victory to that light.
Thank you so much for your words of empathy. Thank you, truly. Ole, I'm going to finish this now very consciously. intentionally, because I think it needs now to rest upon the not only the minds, but the hearts and souls of our brothers and sisters and friends and families out there. Thank you very much.
My absolute pleasure.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Lovely greetings to your family. Okay, bye. Ciao.